Place it comfortably. So, good evening, everyone. Good evening, everyone on Zoom. To give a title to this talk to hang it on, we'll call it The Inner War. And a lot of my Dharma talks, as you may have noticed, arise out of my own delusions. So I notice myself in some kind of mindset, and then I become a witness to it, and I think it may be useful to share it with others, because maybe you might share the same delusions I do. This mindset was triggered off by an incident when I was driving to work in my car, and as I was driving along, a typical kind of car issue that might happen, someone suddenly pulled out in front of me into my lane, and I had to stop quickly, otherwise there would have been a collision. And then it became the trigger to me having this kind of adversarial view of everyone on the road. And then it developed out of that into, you know, hearing on the media of all the, you know, the violence in the world, and violence towards women and children, and violence between ethnic groups, and violence within ethnic groups, and more. And then I had this mindset of being an adversary to the world in some way. It only went on for about a minute, but then I went, well, let's look at this. So the witness came in and witnessed what was happening. And what the words that came to mind were how quickly we can get into this mindset of division, you know, in our life, between me and the rest of the world, or other people, unfairness and things like that. And I think it's not just me. I think it's a mindset that people can carry around with them. It's like we talk in psychology about the default position of the mind, the default mode. And it's interesting to see, when nothing else is happening, what we default back into. What is that mode? And if you look into it, you may find that what is in the default mode is some rumbling going on there of division between you and other people, you know, and fantasies of things that might happen, or ruminations of things that did happen, or things that might happen. Mm-hmm. But then, to go back to my driving, so that happened, I witnessed it, and I had this sense, you're just creating division. You're looking for division. Mm-hmm. So I stopped it, right? And then as I drove along, well, I just drove along peacefully to work. And as you look around, if you're just in the moment, the vast majority of people are driving quite well, you know, and everyone's harmonising with one another, and there's the occasional person who does something which is silly. But in that moment, there's no, in my experience, there's no war going on. There's no one fighting me. There's no one attacking me, anything. So I enjoyed the rest of the drive to work. But it makes me reflect on when we look at public issues, you know, in the way suffering and violence and so on, and injustice and all those things are often portrayed in the media, which we absorb. It often feeds this idea of adversity, you know, and division and so on. And you find public figures, politicians from all sides of politics and commentators and so on, stirring the pot in many kind of ways. And I'm sure a lot of people in public affairs, I'm sure a lot of them have good intentions in wanting to reduce suffering in the world in the form of violence and unfairness and injustice and so on. But the mindset seems to be so adversarial. You know, it's like they want to find fault so quickly in someone else who's got a different point of view in their speech, the provocativeness of their speech and so on. And so in reflecting on what is a Dharma approach here, I mean, I hope that all of you, if you're Dharma practitioners, are very aware of the suffering in the world and the injustice that happens and what is happening to our environment and the wars and so on. That's part of our practice to bear witness to that and not be apathetic to it. But it's also a practice in keeping with the precepts, with meditation, with insight, that the way in which we try to bring peace in the world and cultivate peace in the world is first of all stopping the war inside. This automatic default position of the ego fighting life as it is. And it's that which causes the division. It's not life as it is part of the war, it's just the ego fighting life as it is the war. But we can have this divisive, reactive commentator inside of ourselves that never shuts up. You know, it's always looking for division. And there is division out there. That's one of the clear statements of Buddha's practice is suffering in the world. And it's human created. It's created through egocentricity at the core of it. And we need to be aware of that. We need to be aware that we participate in it. And our practice is to notice if we're in that adversarial, divisive position, and drop it. You know, it's not. You can drop it. You can just see it and immediately see what you're doing, and then you drop it. But to me, one of the great role models, Buddhist role models, of peace activism. Is Thich Nhat Hanh, the late Thich Nhat Hanh, who was a Vietnamese Zen teacher who became very prominent spokesperson during the Vietnam War. And he was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts. But he was someone who was not a Buddhist who said, oh, well, you know, the world's suffering and I'm just going to withdraw from it. He had the true Mahayana spirit of there is suffering in the world, I'm going to engage in it because I want to reduce it, but was a great role model for doing it peacefully. You know, his language and the way he conducted himself was, clothed in compassion, you know, and emotional regulation and speech and the way that he spoke to people. And one of his most famous sayings was, you know, there is no way to peace. Peace is the way. And so these are all individual choices about how we engage in this. But I hope all of you do bear witness to injustice in the world and destruction of environment. I hope all of us in our own way, according to our own skills and abilities, try to do something to reduce it. But if we're going to do it in a way which is consistent with the Dharma, we need to first to go back and look at that default position of separateness and division which we can create. And at least if we can't stop it, as I said in the beginning of the meditation this evening, at least we can witness what we're doing. And then our actions don't add more hate or tension or violence in the world. It really does genuinely become more of an action to create peace. I forget the exact name of this, but it's not the Buddhist Peace Fellowship, a name similar to that. There are three aphorisms to guide us in this kind of work, is not knowing, bearing witness, and compassionate action. And I think they're three wonderful little aphorisms to guide our way through the difficulty of these issues.